In it for the kicks. Tales from the DJ booth.
Righto. Okay, so we were on tour for our first album, which was called Take Control. And this was on the New Zealand tour. And on that tour, we were traveling with an English MC that still lives in Christchurch. I won't name names, but he was on tour with us. This tour just was party every single night. I mean, after we finished, there was no off switch, basically. So things started to get a little bit crazy. And I think the third night in a row we were playing, I think we'd done Queenstown, Dunedin, and then we had Christchurch on the Saturday night. In Christchurch on the Saturday night, we had a really amazing show. And it was in this place called Bass Bar, which is no longer there anymore. But it was notoriously more of a house club than it was a drum and bass club, for sure. So at the end of the show, the MC decided that he would urinate into the smoke machine. And so smoke machines, normally when they vaporize, they usually, the stuff you put in and the liquid you put in normally has a lovely scent and what have you. But however, this didn't. And so the next Friday night, or the next time the club was open, this was vaporizing the MC's urine all around the entire audience. Eventually, after it had been going for a while and the place just smelt like a urinal, the owner of the club just realized what had happened and unplugged and everything. But he contacted the MC. There have been a few people who had actually been witness to him filling it up that night. And he was banned. He was banned from that club for the next few years. And yeah, but he left his mark, let's just say that.
The first ever electronic music show on Haureki. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Haureki.